So, Kevin, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you lived in Salmon Arm?
Been in Salmon Arm for 18 years. Moved here in 1996, August, with my now wife, Kathy, and her two sons.
And what brought you here?
Business opportunity. I'd lived in many areas of our province, Lower Mainland, Victoria, grew up in Campbell River, spent a year in Nelson, and I'm an avid golfer. This is one of the best golf courses in North America. The lake, having grown up on the ocean, I really needed water. And Nelson was too far from everything. Salmon Arm was an ideal location for what I do. And there was a business opportunity for me to start working with Steve Hammer at Salmon Arm Financial. So that brought me to Salmon Arm.
And what have you been doing since you came here?
I am a partner in Salmon Arm Financial, which is a wealth and risk management firm for primarily small business owners and successful business owners. I specialize in employee benefits solutions, so I work with providing health and dental and pension plans for small businesses so that the employees of those businesses can have protection, prescription drug coverage, dental coverage, disability, all that fun stuff. So I work primarily with business owners, families, and individuals in their business and financial planning.
So what do you like most about living here?
I like all the things that I came here for. I like the natural beauty. I love the lake. I spend a lot of time on the lake. I spend a lot of time at the golf course. I think this is the best community in Canada to live in, and as such, probably the best community in the world to live in, because we live in a great country. So everything that I wanted out of Salmon Arm has given me. I love the area, and I do nothing but talk about how great it is and try to encourage people to join me here.
So what do you like least about living here?
I think if you asked our biggest challenges, I don't know if I really dislike a lot about living here. I think we could be more inclusive. We could have better communication amongst taxpayers, amongst residents. I think we could always get better at that. I mean, we can all get better at communication. So with my political background, I think, and experience, I think the biggest issue is how do we get more people involved? And probably our biggest weakness is we don't do that.
What, then, are your most important values as a person?
Well, I mean, as a person, that's a tough question. I don't know. I mean, I strongly believe in family. Our youngest son is 23. He's still at home. Our oldest son just moved out because it's hard for kids to get started. So probably my most important value is family and friends. I strongly believe in staying active, being healthy. I play lots of sports. My wife plays lots of sports. And probably, obviously, based on my background, one of my biggest values is giving back in one way, shape, or form, whether it's coaching volleyball like my wife and I used to, whether it's organizing a men's basketball team, whether it's president of the Salmon Arm Golf Club, which I am currently. I like to give back to the community, and obviously 9 years on city council proves that out, and the fact that I want to get back involved after 3 years away also proves that out. So I just think you need to be actively involved in your community. I think you have to encourage your children to do that. And I mean, I like to have fun in life. I like to enjoy life, and I like to be positive. And I think those are my values.
So who are some of the people you particularly respect in this community?
That's a great question. I think Colin Mays was an extremely good mayor. I think he made a lot happen. I worked with Colin for, I think, a term or two, maybe just one term, but maybe two, I can't remember. But I think he's done a lot for the community. I think a lot of the people that founded the community, a lot of the people that were involved in the political realm, I know politicians don't get a lot of respect and take a lot of abuse. But I think truly at municipal level, and I'm not saying it's not at the provincial or federal level either, but people are involved because they care. I think Bill Laird's done a lot for our community. I think it's more though the volunteers and the organizations in our community that really make a difference. Mm-hmm. And whether it's the Roots and Blues Society, whether it's an organization like this, whether it's the coaches of sports teams, I don't think there's any really specific people that I would say, but really at the end of the day, it's people that give to their community and want to make a difference and don't just sit on the sidelines and complain.
In your opinion, what are the most important issues facing Salmon Arm and area?
Well, as a business person and having been involved in both the CSRD board for 6 years and city council for nine, I think my biggest focus is on efficient and effective use of limited resources. And obviously the number one resource is capital, money. And I have a very significant background in board experience, provincial, through the political arena. And I want to make sure we're effectively utilizing the tax dollars to deliver the services that people want. I'm not a single issue candidate, but I would say if I was to be perceived as a single issue candidate, it would be that I believe we need to grow in the right way, but I believe we need to diversify our tax base, be open for business, and have more people in our community that are paying towards that tax base so that we can have the services and the infrastructure that we need. We've got significant challenges between the lake, railway, the highway, ALR land. We've got challenges, so we have to grow properly. And as we all know, there's been significant issues in the past that have perhaps divided or caused controversy in the community. I think it's difficult to try to work through those together for what's right, but when I believe what I think is right for the community, I launch myself into that strongly and passionately. So, but I don't have a specific issue. Obviously, improvements to the Trans-Canada or bypassing the town completely long-term is a goal. The underpass is in the community plan. Whether it should happen in the next 3, 6, 8 years, who knows? Obviously, that's something that's going to have to go to referendum. There's a lot of issues, but I think really ultimately my number one goal is to make sure that the services that the community wants are provided on a tax-effective basis.
So what is your main reason for running for office?
Again, back to my values, I want to be involved. Mm-hmm. I think with one council candidate running for mayor from the existing council and two stepping down, there is if all three incumbents got back in, which incumbents have an advantage in an election municipally, if they all got back in, there's three empty seats. I think I can provide huge value to the community because of my positive experience in the past. And I also think I can bring a voice of logic, reason, common sense, and a significant educational background, being a Bachelor of Commerce, and a significant business background to that table. So I didn't win when I ran for mayor. It was close. In hindsight, I'm not sure I could have balanced my business and being mayor. I don't think Salmon Arm's mayor needs to be full-time yet. I don't think we're that big. But I think the time to try to balance the time of being mayor and run my business wouldn't have worked. So after sitting on the sidelines for 3 years, I have missed it. I think I can make a huge difference in a positive way. And that's why I'm stepping back into the ring. I was a big proponent. I was on UBCM executive. I was a big proponent of four-year terms. I don't enjoy the election process. I don't enjoy the campaign. I don't enjoy having signs vandalized and having to clean up. But I do want to be there. I do want to make a difference. And I think I can be a significant contributor to the next 4 years.
So what do you hope to accomplish if you're elected?
Well, again, I mean, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I want to make sure we are efficiently and effectively using our citizens' tax dollars. I want to look at multipliers for business. I want to make sure we are perceived as open for business, because as much as I think there always is two, three, four sides to each issue. I think that we have been perceived in the province and in Canada as not open for business, and I think we need to change that. And I want to make it clear, I spoke to all the reasons why I came to Salmon Arm. Ultimately, the number one reason is still the lake and the natural beauty. So as much as I say I want to be open for business, what I really mean by that is I want the type of industry we want. I want jobs. I don't want to see our kids going up north to have to work and make decent incomes. And I think we can only do that with a diversified and vibrant tax base and businesses feeling welcome. And so if I had one thing to do, it would be to work on changing that image. And I don't know if it's that badly damaged, but I think there is a perception that Salmon Arm doesn't want change. And I don't think you do change just to have change, but if you're not moving forward, you're dying. So I think that's important. So,
in what way do you intend to work to achieve your goals in office?
Well, my background or my what I do for fun is generally sports. Some of them individual, but a lot of them have been team sports. And I believe I'm a team player. As much as I think the best councils that I've seen have a diverse background, I think at the end of the day, they have to work together to that common goal of making our community better. Everybody on that council filters that through their experiences, education, background, and values. And that's why I think that value question is so good. We've seen some significant controversial issues in our community, like all communities have. I think at the end of the day, it can't be personal, as much as it does get that way at times. And you can't lose respect for people that have a different viewpoint. I sometimes struggle with that. I'm a lot better at it than I was 15 years ago. But at the end of the day, you have to realize that we're all sitting there because we care. And honestly, if I could do one thing to make this community move forward and bring people together more instead of it being we, they, that's what I'd like to achieve. Hmm. We're all there for the same reason. We just might think differently on how to get there. And you and I are a perfect example of that. But at the end of the day, you have to respect people. They're there because they're passionate. And if there isn't passion there, that's a problem. But I think we have to move forward as a team. And I'm not sure that's happened in some past councils.
So what would you like to leave as a legacy when you eventually step down?
Well, I mean, as much as bricks and mortars aren't necessarily a legacy, I think I'm very proud of, in my previous time on council, City Hall. I know it was controversial as well, but that jointly shared, joint-use building was long overdue. I was talking to somebody the other day who said it's one of the best things that's ever been done in Salmon Arm. That is a legacy. I think the talking past, the arena is a significant legacy. We've got one of the best facilities in the country, especially for a community our size. And that was a perfect example of why I love Salmon Arm, is that was done way under cost because of contributions by businesses in the community, by volunteers. Took a long time, but what we have now is a great facility. I think recreational facilities, I'm extremely proud of recreational facilities, trail networks, those type of things that keep people active. Again, I'm not a single issue person. I think the legacy I would like to leave is that I cared about Salmon Arm, I got involved, and I made common sense, logical, well thought out, and well researched decisions based on my filter. And if I disagreed with somebody, that's life, but do it respectful. And I will admit at some points in the past, I might not have been respectful of other people's viewpoints. And I have to say, Councillor Harrison has probably taught me a lot in that he can listen to everybody's viewpoint, and even if he disagrees with somebody, they go away going, wow, I feel really good about how he told me I was wrong or how he disagreed with me. So at the end of the day, I think I just want to be remembered, or the legacy I would like to leave is that I really cared and wanted to make a difference in our community.
Kevin, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for the opportunity.